Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is the Saturday where Jesus is in the grave, but today we are in Mark 14, verses 10 through 21, and we are actually a little bit behind on the Easter story, but that's just kind of how it all laid out. Here's what it says in the New English Translation, the NET Bible. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus into their hands. When they heard this, they were delighted and promised to give him money. So Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray him. Now, on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and told them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Wherever he enters, tell the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Then when it was evening, he came to the house with the 12. While they were at the table eating, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, one of you eating with me will betray me." They were distressed, and one by one said to him, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who dips his hand with me into the bowl. For the Son of Man will go as it is written about him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for him if he had never been born." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I am amazed that you knew that Judas was going to betray you before you even called him as a disciple. And yet you spent your life pouring into him for 3 years. And he was known to be one who stole from the money bag of a common purse of all of the disciples. And he has betrayed you for 30 pieces of silver, which seems so small. And we see in the scene before that the woman had broken a jar over you, Jesus, of a costly perfume that they think is worth 300 pieces of silver. So she had given everything, and yet he had betrayed you for very little. Lord, help us not to worship at the almighty dollar or at the place of mammon. Lord, we want to worship you. We don't want to live for money. We don't want to live for what it buys. We want to live for the kingdom. We want to live for you. We understand that there's a bit of Judas in all of us who have betrayed you and have not spoken well of you or have ignored you. Lord, thank you that for the symbolism of the Passover. This is the day when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, and we understand that you were that great lamb who was sacrificed for us, the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. The symbolism of it all is amazing, and that there is bread and wine, and you were that bread and you are that wine. There is a new covenant. There was an old covenant, and now you have eradicated the old covenant, and you have fulfilled it and created a new covenant that is not dependent on our actions or our righteousness, but on your actions and your righteousness. We have been made right by you. Nothing of our own strength could have done that. We can't build a bridge to heaven in our own strength. Only you can bridge that gap. And so we're so grateful that even when you were betrayed, even when your friend walked away from you and left you to betray you, you still continued on the pathway toward obeying the Father. And because you did that, I'm praying this prayer today. 2,000 years later, as a disciple of yours, as a follower of you, the fruit of what you have done is immense, Lord. There are people all over the world today in a world that's busting with population, and many of us know you and love you and follow you. So on this day, as we think about your death and we contemplate your resurrection, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be rightly humbled and in a place of extreme worship and joy for what you have done. Lord, we want to have fidelity for you. We do not want to betray you in the way we live. We pray that the Holy Spirit within us would cause us to walk in a way that's worthy of the gospel of God, that we could love you beautifully. I thank you for what you've done, Jesus, on the cross. I could spend the rest of my life saying thank you. I love you, and I need you, and I worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I am grateful. If you want to leave a review on iTunes, that would be awesome, or Stitcher is another place you can do that. We'll just help more people come to listen to this podcast. I'm just doing it and seeing if people come. So thanks for being a part of that. Have a great day.